What's up, everyone? This is Dr. Marilyn Miles and Brother Clarence Miles, Till Death Do Us Part. Today, we're going to be talking with our audience about blended families. But before we do, I would like to thank everyone who's been giving us positive feedback, people who have been really supporting us in this podcast. And I'm telling you, people are saying this podcast has really been a blessing for them. And I just pray that tonight is also a blessing. We're going to be talking about blended families, step families, and just children in relationships. I'm praying that it is a blessing to you tonight. We are excited about it because so many people have been asking us to discuss this area. Our goal is to help marriages survive.
Yes.
Help relationships survive. Well, you and I were talking early and you said, what exactly is a blended family? You know, and then Bree and I was just talking and she mentioned step family. And I always thought that a step family and the blended family was basically the same thing. But in reality, you know, she just gave me revelation. I think that they may be different on different levels. Mm-hmm. So a blended family comes to being when you and your partner make a life together with the children from both of your previous relationships. Mm-hmm.
And it's a very, very, very complicated issue when you become close to a woman or vice versa. And there are four or five children in the house looking at you like a stranger. It's like, where did he come from?
Right.
Mommy, right. Who is that and what's he doing here? You know, so you have to work your way through that, which can be very, very complicated. Wouldn't you think so?
I do. You know, first of all, when children come in the picture, sometimes suppose that man is a jealous man, mm-hmm. and then you begin to bring children in your relationship. You meet a guy and you all get to know each other. You've dated several times, and the subject of children come up and the subject of meeting the children come up. Mm-hmm. If he's a jealous man, he may not want to involve himself with the children. And if the children are used to a single mother at home and a part of their lives, sometimes that can affect children. Mm-hmm. And so I know you gave an example and maybe you might want to share that with
well,
us.
Well, I was selfish. I mean, you can be a selfish, inconsiderate person and not know it. It's a selfish thing for you to just go into a relationship with when a woman has children and you want all of her attention. That's selfish. And it's going to bring in complications, arguments. It just doesn't work out.
Right.
It just doesn't work out. So, you know, those of you that are going into a relationship with when the other half have children, then you have to consider the structure.
That's right.
You have to consider the mother's feelings and that's relationship right. that she have with their children. You just can't come in and just cut that off
right.
just for your own selfish desires.
Sure. The difference between a blended family and a step family is in a blended family, you live together. It's like the Brady Bunch, you know? Mm-hmm. It's a Brady Bunch kind of mentality. And you have step siblings and you're living together under that roof. While a step parent you may or may not be living in the house with that person, mm-hmm. but it doesn't matter which way that goes. It doesn't matter which way it goes, it can be difficult. And not only can it be difficult, but if you, the only way to make it easy or easier, because you're going to find complications, is to be sensitive, like you just said, to the fact that we all come with stuff. You're going to find, you'll find that some of the children resist change. They rebel. And then some people feel like they can chastise your children. And it causes trouble there, especially fathers. I know a situation where a father was upset with another father. And I'm talking about something I experienced at work, at the school. A father was upset that the child's stepfather brought her some beautiful things. The stepfather bought some beautiful clothing for his daughter. And when he found out that the stepfather had bought the clothing, he went ballistic. And when he went ballistic, him and the mother's disagreement occurred at the school. That's one incident. Then there was an incident that you were involved in at one point where a father had come to pick up his child and the mother would not let the father pick up the child, but allowed her boyfriend to pick up the child. And we sort of got in the middle of it. And you and Brother Lamont was trying to calm the young man down. You remember that incident? And it really could have gone really ugly. And I think that while blending a family or being a step person in the family is basically never easy, there are tips that we can share tonight. We can share tonight that may make it a little better.
I don't have any children. We don't have any.
Right.
But if I had a daughter, and if you and I had a daughter,
right,
and we separated,
right,
for another man to be around my daughter is unimaginable.
Sure.
Unimaginable.
That's right. Absolutely.
That would be a very, very complicated issue. I don't know how that would work.
Right.
For me to be asleep in another location and my daughter, say she's 12, 13, is asleep in another location where there's a man present is unimaginable.
That's right.
We would have to work that out some other kind of way.
Right. Right.
So I just say that to say how complicated this issue is.
It is complicated, but when you have open communication, when you have mutual respect, plenty of love and patience, I believe it can work. I do believe it can work because it's important that you develop a bond. Like if a brother came to you, let's say you have a 12-year-old daughter. Now I know you with Naima, so it would be very difficult. If I had another man in the house, I'm married, and this man, your little daughter is calling this man daddy or pop-pop or something like that, it would be difficult. But let's say the man come to you and say, this is not my daughter, and I know it. And I will not try to be her father. I will not counsel her on anything. I will always send her to you. She cannot share with me anything personal that she hasn't shared with you. I will honor you as her father. I will never chastise her. That is her mother's job. And if her mother has a problem, you are invited to come in this home to discuss whatever you like with your daughter. How would you handle that?
Well, that sounds good, but that's just not normal.
Well,
but that's good, but it's rare.
Okay, yeah. Forget it being rare.
Okay.
I'm asking you, with what I just said to you,
would I be okay with that?
Would you be okay with that?
That would depend on what I see and the one who says it.
Okay, let's say
I can't put it no better than that.
Okay.
I mean, that could come from someone like the fellow we know, Beijing.
Right. No name.
You understand?
Right. I know who you're talking about.
Or some other people that love the lie more than the truth.
Right. Right.
You know, it depends on how I felt about who's saying it, or what I know about who's saying it.
Right.
What I know about his background.
Right.
What does he believe? How does he see the young ladies?
Right.
I had a problem with Naima being around certain people.
Sure.
Until I got to know, I had to really get to know this person.
Right.
You know, for me to be comfortable.
Right.
With it. You know. So, like I say, it's according to how I see the person, what I feel about the person. Do I think he's a person that's truthful? Do I think he's a person of high moral standards?
Right. Let's say he was a truthful, honest, good person. Would that have been okay? You would be okay.
I'd be okay with that.
Okay. So, and that's what I want to look at. I want to look at, if you would be okay with that, then, and we're just making an assumption that it's hypothetical. Like the person's desire is to make you comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I think the first thing, when it is a blended family, in particular, is that it is important that if the man is single and has a family, and the family lives with him, and the woman is single and has a family, and the family lives with her, it is important that they not get married immediately.
Mm-hmm.
That is number one. I would not recommend marriage right away. Even with stepchildren, I would not, if a man has a child that lives with the child's mother, but the man is moving into a house with a woman, and that woman has a family, they should not get married right away. And the reason why I say they shouldn't get married right away is because it is too much. You're already taking mama. You're already taking daddy. And now we have to jump into this thing, this Hallmark relationship, mm-hmm. right away.
You got two missing parents.
Right. And so I think that you must solidify the relationship between the two of you first before you enter in the children. The relationship between the man and the woman should be solid.
Mm-hmm.
It should be solid. And then after you've solidified your relationship, then I think what would be best is then you would solidify the relationship with the children. Too much stuff can be unsettling. Like, I have a new dad, and now I have a new dad, I have new siblings, and I think it's too much. It's overwhelming. What do you think?
Well, we've talked about the problem. Let's see if we can come up with some solutions. Maybe three things that you think and I think that would help with this issue.
Okay.
Say, like, just example, wouldn't it be good if you can plan some things with the two parties, plan some fun things or find out some fun things that everyone would like to do? I'm only trying to come up with some ideas, because someone may be listening that might have this problem. And I don't want to leave without coming up with telling them something.
That's right. That's right. That's brilliant.
So
I like that.
You could sit down and have it. Both parties could sit down and have a talk.
Yeah.
And find and try to come up with some ideas where we can go do something that everyone will enjoy.
You know what, Miles? That's a brilliant idea. And you know what? You know, so what you're saying is that, and that was my point. Let's bond. Once the two adults get their little relationship together and they know this is what they want, and that is each other. And, you know, blended families are not just all about divorce. It could be a spouse died, mm-hmm. and a father's left with his kids, and a mother, you know, it could be anything. Mm-hmm. So what you're saying is to let's bond together. Let's find out what you need, what you enjoy, you know, mm-hmm. what you like. And then we begin to bond by doing those things. Is that what you're saying?
Sure. How about we all go to, how about we all go for a train ride to Niagara Falls, or how about we all go if it's at all affordable? How about we all go to Disney World? How would you all like that? You think we can all get together and go on a nice trip and have fun together and
sure.
get to know each other?
Sure. You let them decide
sure.
what they want to sure. do. Everybody get a chance to do something they would like to
and
do.
And start doing some things where you're having fun in close quarters would force you to get to know each other.
Right, right.
You would have no other option but to get to know each other.
You know, I like that, because what you're saying is, and it's important that you do that and have the children involved in it, because then they feel valued.
Sure.
Everybody want to feel valued. Mm-hmm. I want to feel valued by my step-parent, and I want to be valued by my parent, you know? Mm-hmm. So I'm going to ask you, what are some of the things you like to do? Mm-hmm. What are some of the places you like to go? You know, mm-hmm. good. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Miles. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Okay.
I think children love, one of the things in blended families and in the bonding, children love to feel safe and secure. Mm-hmm. And when a child doesn't feel safe or secure or feel like they can't count on their parent, that's a problem.
I watched the way you handled the concert when you took the kids to the concert, and I didn't quite understand what you were doing. Where you wanted to sit was important to you.
That's right.
I wanted to sit up high because I'm claustrophobic and I don't like getting in between a big crowd.
Right.
I like to be close to the exit. That's just my thing.
Right.
But you wanted to go, you wanted the children to be close to the stage so they could have a ball.
Right.
And that was your goal.
Right.
But we didn't discuss that.
Right.
You know, if that had been our children.
Right.
That should have been something that you and I discussed.
Sure.
We're going to take all the kids to the concert, Miles. And I want to get real close to the stage so the children can have a ball. And I want them close to the band.
Sure. I agree. And that is all part of the bonding experience. Mm-hmm. And children, the other part of the bonding experience is children being heard. You know, we allow children to be heard. One of the things that makes Greater Hope so successful is a teacher cannot come to me and tell me what a child has done. Mm-hmm. And I believe the teacher. I honor the teacher. But when you want to bond with your students, your children, they need to feel like you hear them. You want to set up that or create that honest, open environment so that the child can say what he or she wants to say.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so that's so important in the bonding experience. Children need to be appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Sure. In a lot of cases, the mother will always take sides with her children.
Right.
But one should know that people will see things in your children that you don't see. You're blind to a lot of areas because your love and affection has blinded you to see any negative.
Mm-hmm.
So and dealing with women that has had children, I mean, you couldn't tell her anything wrong about the child, you know. And I was like sort of shocked that you can't see this
right.
in this child. And the child ended up in prison for most of his life.
Yeah.
Well, and it's something that I warn you about that you could have possibly prevented if you would have gave it the proper attention
right.
instead of going on defense saying, not my child. My child's this and my child's that, and you're lying on him. And you know
that. Do you think it might have been that's why it's so important to do everything in love.
Mm.
It's so important.
My technique might not have been approach might have been not
you good. You saw the problem. But we have to be conscious of our approach.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
You know,
I like that.
And you know, given enough time, given enough patience, given enough love. Instead of hitting in the belly with it.
Yeah.
You know, and family time is good. When the family can sit together, it's not fair that two people get together and they all about the romance of each other
mm-hmm.
and they leave the children out.
Mm-hmm.
There should be at least a day of family time.
Sure.
Where the children are celebrated.
Sure.
You know, sure. In my opinion.
But you learn that in time.
Yeah, you do.
But you take a someone that like in their 20s or early 20s, that's never had any children.
Right.
At all, ever.
Right.
And you're 25 and you fall in love with this woman and she's got two sons and they want all of her attention.
Right.
And they last thing they want is another man in the circle.
Right.
That's not their father.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So you got some serious issues.
You have some
problems. If he's a lovey-dovey all the time guy, and you want to be lovey-dovey in front of these two boys, and they got a father, that's a complicated.
It's complicated. And a lot has to do with age. If a two-year-old came in our family, a two-year-old, you know, let's say you had a two-year-old. I mean, I had a two-year-old and you came in. That would be so easy because the two-year-old, you know, they're developing. Mm-hmm. Their little mind is developing and they fall in love with you as a father and end up calling you daddy. A 10-year-old may enjoy being with you if you go take them fishing or teach them how to ride a bike. Mm-hmm. But that 15-year-old, that 16-year-old, they going to say, excuse me, you don't tell me what to do, you know? And so age has a lot to do with
it. Sure.
And so you have to respect the age of the children. And that goes on the female side, too. Listen, that little girl get her little menstrual at 12 years old. She would tell, and she's a daddy's girl. Mm-hmm. She wouldn't want to have nothing to do with that woman. And you have to respect that. Mm-hmm. You can't get an attitude with her. Mm. You might have to take her shopping.
Sure.
You know, come on, girl, let's go shopping. Mm-hmm. If she said, no, I don't want to go shopping, say, okay, I'm going shopping. You and your daddy go ahead and hang out. Mm-hmm. Y'all have a good time. Daddy, buy her anything she wants. Mm-hmm. Boom. And I would go shopping. Then when she come back, girl, model that stuff for me. You looking sharp. Oh, you look good. And you know what? You need a little makeup on with it. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to be wise. You have to be wise.
You have to understand different priorities.
Yeah. So age difference, gender difference, those are all issues that you need to think about before you put together that blended family. Now, let me ask you something, Miles. Would an insecure parent, how would an insecure parent, and when I say insecure parent, I'm saying, that parent who may not, that woman who may not be able to have a baby, but the man that she met, that she's going to marry, have a child, but she can't have a child. So of course, that child who comes to visit them at home, at the house, because the father has a relationship with that child's mother, how does an insecure parent handle that? I mean, an insecure person handle that, especially a woman. If a woman never had a baby, she's tried, like me, I've never had a baby, tried all my life to have a baby and couldn't. Mm-hmm. And that has always been one of
I have a child with my ex-wife, you see.
Right. And you had a child with your ex-wife. Mm-hmm. You know, you have graduations to go to, birthday parties to go to, all of those things. How do I, as a woman who never had a child, feel about that? Mm-hmm. Now, mind you, I'm going to feel insecure because I'm strong. I am a strong woman. As a little girl, I'm a strong Black woman. You know, I'm a strong woman.
That's very complicated. I think that's an answer that a woman would have to give. Being that I don't have any children, so that those answers might not be good for me.
Well,
I don't know what area that you want to respond to.
Okay. So Okay, so there's a woman out there, out in Radio Land, right? And this woman can't have children, but her husband has children.
Which is me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Her husband has children. And the mother calls the house when there's a problem because she has a right. She does respect me. She does respect me by calling me first. However, on those days where family and all of that is going on, my husband loves his daughter and loves family, but I can't give it to him. What would you say to me? Can I give you a biblical example? You have Sarah. You have Sarah who
can't have children.
Couldn't have children. And Hagar who did. And she, Sarah really hurt Hagar to the fact that God had to visit Hagar and get her out of Sarah's presence. Then you had the prophet Samuel's mother, Hannah, who husband had children. And I mean, her husband had children from another woman, but she couldn't. What would you say to, and I want from the male's perspective, because I'm going to give from the female perspective, because I'm sure there's a woman out there. Many days I laid before the Lord for children. I wanted children. I'm a good mother. I'm a good principal. I'm a good aunt. I'm all my nephew's favorite aunt. And I don't care what anybody say, all of them love me. The children at the school love me. But I've always wanted to have a baby and never experienced motherhood. What would you say to that woman from the male perspective?
Well, the unfairness of this situation would be difficult for the man to see. Because the man has the woman that he's with, that he loves. He has the child that he loves. And then he has an ex-lover.
Yeah.
So to have balance, to have balance in this situation is almost, for lack of a better term, it's almost impossible.
Wow. Wow. You went deep. You went deep. You went deep. I think that that woman should be true to her feelings, express to that man how she feels, feel it, allow herself to feel it, because even though I wasn't in that kind of situation, I know what it's like not to have a baby. So feel what you need to feel. Be honest with him on how you feel. And the male must be sensitive to the feeling of the woman who could not give him what another woman is giving him.
And it's and as a man, I'm caught trying to maintain some balance here.
Yeah, yeah.
So I know I'm confused here.
Right.
As a man, because
as a man.
Because my wife is telling me, well, why are you over there with them? You were supposed to be back at 9. It's 12 o'clock, or Why is it always your daughter? And you got to go over there with the mother and to every affair that they have, and I can't go.
Right.
And I mean, my God, the poor fella, he's caught in a spider's web.
Sure.
You know.
And that's why the woman who appreciates her marriage would be mature enough to sit with that spouse, be honest, and hold no grudges. No grudges. If you're holding grudges, go back to last week's subject about bitterness and unforgiveness. Don't hold grudges. You be honest with how you feel, and then you and your spouse, you set the boundaries for how far this thing goes.
Mm-hmm.
Set boundaries. For example, you go head over to the party, but at
to the graduation.
Or to the graduation. But at this, you know, if the mother is, if the child's mother is mature, she's going to involve you in it too.
Mm-hmm.
If she is.
Mm-hmm.
If she's not, then you set boundaries. You set boundaries. And these are the boundaries. Here is the boundary. Go. But communicate with me while you're there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to feel unimportant or neglected while you're there.
Mm-hmm.
And he has to respect that boundary. He has to respect that woman's emotions and not negate how she feels.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Sure. Okay. Sure. I have to go call my wife. I'll be back.
That's right.
And if she's a single woman, that really makes it extremely complicated.
Yeah, it is.
Now, if she's got a boyfriend or a fellow or a husband, then I could see some daylight in this.
Yeah.
But if she's a single woman, I can't see any daylight.
It's gonna be some problems, yeah. But there must be maturity, and. Even if the other side is not mature, you have to be mature.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're coming to the end of this. One of the things I wanted to say about the blended family is to not get involved. The two should not get involved in the family so much that they forget each other.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Sure, it makes sense.
Yeah, there should be a date night. There should be a vacation alone, vacation with them, vacation alone. There should be no direct anger from either parent.
There should be an undisturbed time of day.
That's right.
My grandparents. They would go up in the room and shut the door and cut the whole household off.
Wow.
But you better not knock on that door. You might get a brick beside your head.
Really?
My grandparents, they would go upstairs, and it wasn't nothing, you know, wasn't nothing going on. It was just that they wanted to be by themselves and talk.
Right.
And that was every night. They had the their little hour together before they went to sleep. And they went to bed like 7 or 8 o'clock at night, and they spent their time together talking in the room. They may listen to Harold Davis or something, or
right music.
And you did not bother them.
Disturbed them, yeah.
And every married couple should have that time, even if there are stepchildren around. There should be a time of day where nobody disturbs you.
That's right.
For nothing. Unless it's an extreme emergency.
That's right.
Don't knock on my door unless the house on fire.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
But now you got that. That was in the '60s. But now you got these cell phones that you got to answer. I mean, you cannot not answer them. And then when you get on the cell phone, you know, you might talk 15 minutes. Well, 15 minutes is a long time when I'm waiting for you to get off the phone and I'm lonesome and I want to talk to you.
Right.
That's a long 15 minutes. It's like 15 days sometimes.
Yeah.
You know,
Miles, what do you think about this? And then we may be running over time.
Okay.
But what do you think of it? Was such a great conversation.
Sure.
Don't you think?
I hope we solve some problems.
I sure hope so. How about this? Suppose in a blended family, every day you spend time, let's say the man has three kids and the woman has two. Every day, each child should get time alone with the parent for at least 5 minutes.
Sure. I mean,
that's not hard.
Yeah, I mean,
is it?
I mean, a half an hour. You know, half an hour is not a long time. I mean, we watch a TV program every day for an hour.
Right.
Most people do. You have some. We watch the news for an hour. We watch The View. We watch politics.
Right.
So if you can't give the people you love a half out of 24.
Right. You're right. And when it's a blended family, I say, well, I'm just using the number five. You can take 5 minutes and say, come on, Jacob, help me take out the trash. Or Rebecca, come on, let's
go to stores.
Let's go to stores.
Let's walk to the store. Walking to the store is some time.
Right.
It's some quality time. Because when if you want to walk, if you got a corner store that's a couple of blocks away, to walk there and back with a child,
right,
you can cover a lot of areas in conversation.
Right. And I would say, let's say little Rocky said, can I go? And I would say, ask your brother or ask your sister.
Mm-hmm.
And that because this is their time.
Sure.
And everybody has time for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So in conclusion, it's not easy. It's not easy at all, but communication, love, patience. What else? Anything else? Did I miss anything?
Communication, love, patience, time.
Time.
Quality time.
Time, quality time is what will do it. What do you think?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. We hope we helped you.
Yeah.
What do you think, Miles? We helped everybody.
It's just a difficult thing for one to come so far out of himself to consider or prioritize the comfort in another.
Wow, that's beautiful. You're right. And so may God bless all the blended families, the step families. And I hope we helped you. You think we helped?
I hope so.
If we helped you, then do me a favor. Just give us a shout out. Go to Till Death Do Us Part 1995 at gmail.com. I'm going to repeat it. Till, Till Death Do Us Part 1995. At gmail.com. If you have any questions that you would like for us to answer, just leave a little message. Leave a message and we'll answer it, and we'll send you some information, and we'll keep you in our prayers. Thank you for listening in.
So long.
Take care.